Good morning, good morning, good morning. Time for one-on-one with the pro. Brett Harsh is with us here from Bartlesville Health and Rehab. How you doing, young man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
You look like the pinnacle of health.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness sake. Speaking of that, looks like we had a pretty good week last week with our residents there at Bartlesville Health and Rehab.
Yeah, we did. So last week in our outbreak testing, all of our results came back negative for COVID. That's all staff and all residents. So that's a great week of that's what we consider a great week of testing. We're very cautiously optimistic. Hopefully we can, you know, stay on top of it. But it just kind of, it's kind of a nuisance. It kind of just keeps coming back. We have one or two positives here and there. But other than that, you know, everybody's doing well.
That is great. That is good to hear, because every time you have a week like that, you have some momentum in which to build, and we know that rascally virus is going to do what it's going to do, but still. Do you still have 2 weeks, what you call, of outbreak testing, so I guess you got to do another. Well, you're going to keep doing it anyway.
Yeah, so we test on Tuesdays, so we'll have to do it again tomorrow, and then we'll also have to do it next week, regardless of any results tomorrow. Hopefully they all come back negative again, and if they do, and then we can only have one more week. But that's kind of the tough issue with it right now is, you know, we've been in this situation before where we have a week and even 2 weeks sometimes straight with no negatives, and then we get that third week, and then there's just one or maybe two that pops up. Even if they're asymptomatic, it doesn't matter. Unfortunately, we have to completely restart and remain in phase one. So, but if we have two more straight weeks of negatives, then we can start thinking and talking about leaving phase one and hopefully starting some other stuff. So,
well, the great thing is that many of the folks received the round two of the vaccine, and that's really good.
Yeah, it was. They showed up, I believe it was last Wednesday, it was during the week sometimes, and gave everybody that wanted the first round, that gave them their second shot, and it went well. It was very smooth as far as getting people in and out. I mean, it was very quick. I sit there and, you know, took some pictures of our owner and some other people getting the shot, just to prove basically, and, you know, show people that we were doing it. And it was fast. I mean, you were in and out. They did a great job of getting the shots in there. And for the most part, everybody handled it pretty well. There were some minor side effects. I heard a few people complain of a headache for a day or two, maybe, and, you know, a little bit of redness, a little bit of not exhaustion, but just being a little tired. Yeah. For, you know, 12 to 18
some
hours.
Some of us get that with any shot we get.
That's right. Yeah, that happens to me all the time, with or without a shot. So, but yeah, other than that, it was really good. So we're very thankful to have that.
Oh man, did everybody get a free sucker?
Do what?
Did everybody get a free sucker?
Yeah.
When you're a kid going to the doctor, I'm sorry, you just brought back, you know, childhood trauma. Well, yeah, at least
I'm
a sucker.
I'm not one to turn down a free sucker.
Neither am I. And we've got the blood drive coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, Wednesday, February 24th, we're gonna go ahead and host another blood drive. So that's exciting. We went ahead and got scheduled for the rest of the year, rest of the 2021. Mm-hmm. I've got the dates back in the office. We're going to be on a scheduled rotation through the end of 2021, so we're going to have four or five more before the year's over. So that's exciting. So people will have multiple opportunities to come in and donate blood and get tested for the COVID antibodies too. I know there's a lot of people curious about that, as if they have them still or if they have them at all. So that's really good.
We're talking with Brett Harsh, and he is with Bartlesville Health and Rehab. Now, you said with this, folks can call, they can sign up for themselves here with the blood drives, and that's actually pretty cool. But again, only 29 slots, because that's all the bus is going to be able to hold in distance at the same time.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're still on that 29 slots. We can't let people in the building right now. Like I said, we're still in phase one, and it's just something that it's just a safety precaution. But
got to do it.
But you're right. They can call. They can call us at the office at 918-333-9545. Mm-hmm. They can, you know, go on Facebook and ask about it. I've made a few Facebook posts already about it, and I plan on doing more this week. And they can also, if they have their own account, they can go on Red Cross, their website, and sign up themselves. And we had a lot of people do that last time, so that kind of made it easier on everybody. But we still have some slots open if people want to get in and signed up.
Now, because we've been getting a lot of volunteers, a lot of people donating, I understand that you got a nice little recognition there.
We did. So last week, we got received an email that we had received an outstanding service award from the American Red Cross, and basically it was an award, and it was on paper, and then we could print it out and, you know, kind of put it in a frame and hang it up. That's really cool of them to do. We really appreciated that. Basically, that was just them, you know, thanking us and giving us a little bit of a shout out for still allowing them to come and during the COVID-19 pandemic, and allowing them to show up and receive some blood donations, because to my understanding, there were some companies and other places that weren't allowing that, which we completely understand. I mean, you got to do what's best for your company, but they were just basically giving us a big thank you for that and helping, you know, give the donations to those people who need it.
Now, we also had a nice donation of a fun thing, virtual reality toys. What's this all about?
Yeah, so that
this
that
is what my actually, grandkids do.
That's right. So actually, that is a contract that we have with Mind VR. Yeah, it's they sign you up in year or 2 year contracts, and so we have that through at least the end of 2021, probably an additional year after that.
It's a hit with the residents, isn't it?
It's a hit with the residents, but it's also a hit with the employees. they try to sneak in there and you know, get their turn too. So it's really cool. It's, you know, unless you do it, you can't really describe how realistic and just how it seems like you're actually there. It's pretty incredible.
If you've been pinned in, you know, because of cold weather or whatever.
Right, and that's kind of the idea of why we did that, is to give the residents, you know, a chance to kind of escape the, you know, a little bit of reality for a while and go other places, and they really enjoy it. There's people coming by all the time, you know, asking when they're going to get another turn for that, for the Mind VR. So we have our activities girls on it now, and they're in possession. So it's kind of out of my hands now. So they're going to kind of call the shots on that, but they're going to come up with some sort of schedule, or just whenever people want to come use it, they can just ask. And we have our own, cleaning wipes that we use as well, that we can clean it off in between each turn to for safety.
These are goggles, right?
They are goggles. Yeah. They are goggles, and we just have a box of special wipes, basically, that we had to order. It's just with that kills COVID, so we can do that and get them cleaned up too for safety.
Well, that's great. That is really something else, and it just sounds like people are having a ball there. Brett is with us here from Bartlesville Health and Rehab. I understand the staff is doing a great job you're talking about cleaning and everything. This is something that it was a lesson that was learned quickly, but it has been just right to the detail, almost military style.
It is. It's really, from my perspective, it's pretty incredible to watch.
You won't find a cleaner piece of anything than you will there.
No, it's they're pretty strict on their cleaning, which
That's good.
We all know that is very, very important. And they have all the nursing staff, everybody that works in there. They've done just such a great job helping stop the spread. That's the reason why that we're having, you know, occasional weeks where nobody's testing positive, and it's led by Lacey Crawford. She's our our infection control specialist, and she gets in there and she gets on, not on to people, but she kindly reminds people of, you know, of how to do things the correct way. And she's been a really big part of just helping stop the spread and keeping everything clean and practicing social distancing and everything. And it's just, you know, like I said, from my perspective, it's just really amazing to watch them all work, because they just all work together. And that's another important part, because everybody has to do their part and, you know, come through on their end, or it's not going to work. So it's been really cool to see. So people just coming together in this time of need, and it's starting to work. So we're thankful.
Well, that's great. I understand we have some folks who've been kind of helping out for morale purposes too.
Yeah, so I mentioned them on Facebook, but I always want to give them shout outs whenever I can. Another shout out to Comforting Hands Hospice. They brought the nursing staff some snacks, and I think there were some cupcakes and stuff, and some pens for our nursing staff, because anybody that works in the medical field knows that nurses are pretty adamant about their pens. So whenever somebody shows up, they want their pens. They all want more pens all the time. So I got nurses coming into the office stealing my pens all the time. So
gotta
watch them. But no, they do that. You know, occasionally they really at least 2 to 3 times a month, uh-huh. I would say on average they come in, and they're not the only ones, but you know, last week they were the main ones that came in and brought us some stuff, so I want to give them a quick shout out. We really appreciate that, and mm-hmm. you know, just even if it's small, just the little things like that in the community, if it, you know, it taking everybody to come together and work together to help stop the spread and, you know, get this virus, hopefully at some point get it behind us, and everybody's doing a great job with that, so we're thankful.
Well, I was talking with the governor, and I said, psh, hey, Gov, what do you think? And he's quite hopeful that we will have 2 million shots given out before too long, hopefully by Memorial Day. And between that and with people who've already had the virus and,
right.
you know, they already have the antibodies and things like that, he thinks we ought to be in pretty good shape by this summer.
Well, we're hoping. That's
Memorial Day is the day he was looking at.
Yeah, I hear a lot of things on my end as well. Some speculation, some accurate. We can only just, you know, at this point, just hope and pray that and just keep doing our part. Hopefully that does come true. That's, you know, it's been real. It's been a struggle for some people, and it's affected everybody. But it's really hit some people hard, whether it be, you know, job loss or health reasons or losing loved ones. So that would be great if that could happen. We're certainly looking forward to that. But everybody at our facility, they're keeping it positive. The residents are in. You can tell they're, even from when I started back in July, they just in such a better mood. They're kind of starting to hopefully see a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel, and stuff like the VR headset helps do that stuff too, just kind of take their mind off of it. So, but we're very thankful for that, and hopefully like what you're saying, that's the case, because that'll be a great day. That's
going to be
a great day
for all of us.
It's going to be a lot of celebration when we can kind of get back to at least some sort of normalcy. So that's good.
Hey, Brent, you have apartments there for folks who would like to be a part of the village, as they say there,
right?
At Bartlesville Health and Rehab. We got a couple available still?
We do. I checked about the middle of last week, and I think we still had 4 apartments available.
Okay.
So, and they're still at the discounted rate. They're running for $850 a month, so that's pretty good with all the meal plans and mm-hmm. stuff that you can come in and that are offered and everything there on site for you, while also having the opportunity for independent living. I mean, you can, you know, ask for help, you know, this and that, but you can also, it's like your own place. So if you don't want to talk to anybody or want to rest a day, then that's the case. So you won't have anybody in there bothering you. So that's, some people like that. So that's how they are. They're independent. So that's a good, really good thing to have. Kind of, you can kind of get both sides of the spectrum there. So it's good.
Indeed. How can we find you on online?
So our website's BartlesvilleHealthAndRehab.com. We have a Facebook page, obviously. Our BHRC community Facebook page. I'm active on it every day. Mm-hmm. And we're located at 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place, 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place, just north of the hospital, and we can be reached at 918-333-9545.
Now, when the folks go on the website, can they take a look-see at the apartments?
So they can. It's been kind of a struggle with all the COVID and stuff, everything. We're still trying to get in there and get the finishing touches. We've had some updates on it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to get in there and get the finishing touches on that. They can see pictures. I've posted multiple pictures on our Facebook page of the apartments as well. So, and then we also have a virtual tour that has,
that's the cool part.
That doesn't focus a lot on the apartments. It's more of the other side with the therapy and everything, but it's on there for people to view as well. Mm-hmm. But there are several pictures that I've taken and posted of the new apartments, that have been mm-hmm. renovated and everything, and they are really nice. So yeah, you can go online and take a look at those too.
We got about a minute and a half left. Let's go ahead and revisit the blood drive. We do have a couple of slots.
We do.
That's coming up on the 24th.
It's on the Wednesday, February 24th. This is a little different. Our first two are on Tuesdays, so this one's going to be on Wednesday, February 24th. It's the same. It's going to be the same thing. Only allow 29 slots. It's still occurring in the bus, so they only have, I think it's 2 at a time that they allow in the bus, so that they can safely social distance inside and be able to do that. And, you know, they do a great job of getting everybody in and out, and they're, you know, just helping people. That's really cool to see. But it is on Wednesday, February 24th, and we do have several slots. Last I checked, I have to go back to the office and check this morning, but we do have several slots that are still open. So if people want to give blood and come in and test for the antibodies, then that's the option as well.
All righty. Brett, thank you very much for being with us here. Brett is from Bartlesville Health and Rehab. Appreciate your time. Stay warm out there, young man.
I'm going to try. It's kind of hard right now.
Oh, it's a wee bit on the chisley side. 32 degrees, and it's 9:45, and you've been listening to One-on-One with the Pro.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.